This is an extraordinary time we have together right now, here in February of 2023. And I say extraordinary, and I mean that across the history of America, the history of human civilization, the history of life on Earth, as much as we know, in any case. It's extraordinary because we have this, well, at the same time that we're facing the most dire circumstances that look like they will very well destroy human civilization as we know it, we are also at the same time able to communicate more effectively than ever before in the history of the world. The globalists, they cannot surprise us anymore. There's no such thing as globalist maneuvering that is done in secret, you see. And that's why they've decided to come out and just go public with everything they're trying to do. George Soros, for example, just recently called for geoengineering weather control. You know, I thought 3 years ago that was a, quote, conspiracy theory. Now George Soros is demanding it. And that's a story on Fox News, mainstream media, by the way. And it's part of the Munich conference. Soros spoke there and Kamala spoke there. A bunch of people spoke there. And it's all the globalist plans all right out in the open. It's all about depopulation and demonic takeover and transhumanism and the rise of AI. It's about shutting down energy infrastructure, fossil fuels, shutting down farms and food. Of course, all to, quote, save the planet. But they can't hide it anymore because people like you and I have this historic ability to communicate that we never had before. We've never had a larger independent media of so many analysts and people and experts and reporters, and we've never had that before. The independent media is the media. You know, the Washington Post is just a mouthpiece for the CIA. The New York Times, mouthpiece for the establishment. The independent media is the free press. And it is stronger now than it has ever been in the history of our world. And that credit is due to a lot of people listening to this, by the way. All kinds of people have just decided, like, let's talk publicly. Let's cover the news. Let's build a little studio in a bedroom or wherever, or a basement, and just hit record and start analyzing. There are more and more people all over the independent platforms, like my platform, Brighteon.com, but also so many others. BitChute and Rumble and Gab and Truth Social and Telegram and so on. And this is why the globalists are now in panic mode. They're in panic mode because, look, let's be honest, they're taking orders from Satan. Their agenda is a Luciferian agenda. And they are so panicked that they've basically called up, let's say, the operator of all the demolitions just said, blow everything. Like, that's pretty much where they are. Just pull it, blow everything. So they're going to run every attack, every train wreck, every chemical gas bomb, every monetary crisis, every global war crisis, every nuke crisis, every act of terrorism they can pull off. They've just said, blow everything, because they've reached that point of desperation where their agenda is no longer hidden. Now, we the people know the truth. We know that depopulation genocide it's a deliberate program, and it's being run in part by the Department of Defense, by the way. Check out my recent interview with Sasha Latipova. It's a very recent interview, just a few days ago, on my channel, HR Report. You'll find it on Brighteon.com, Rumble, and BitChute, and other platforms, Band.video, also with InfoWars. That interview tells you a lot, especially the last half of that interview. If you only have time to watch part of it, watch the last half. That's actually a good rule of thumb for all interviews, it turns out. But in any case, in that interview, she revealed the Pentagon origins, the DOD, being behind this biological weapon and the vaccine itself. And by the way, this, if you combine this with Dr. Andrew Huff, who I also interviewed, and you can find that interview on my channel as well, Dr. Huff says essentially much the same thing, that the bioweapons labs were run by the DOD with the Biden crime family in Ukraine. They were working on biological weapons. They handed SARS-CoV-2 to China for the Wuhan lab. They allowed its release, and then they pushed the toxic, deadly clot shots, i.e. infertility and death vaccines. It's all part of a depopulation program. The point is, they can't hide it. And so we now live in the most amazing time in history when we can share ideas, communicate, share solutions, and we can work together to find out the truth and to publicize the truth about what's happening. And it's very difficult for the establishment to stop us, even with all their censorship, all their blacklisting, all their smears and defamation, and all the attempts to try to cancel people. They have been unsuccessful. Think about it. Think about the rise of alternative media, the rise of parallel tech platforms, and the rise of the parallel economy. And I'll share with you today, we are continuing to make major investments in our multiple platforms, Brighteon.com, Brighteon.social, you know, naturalnews.com, Brighteon.tv, Brighteonradio.com, and there's more coming. And we are here to provide a voice for those truth tellers who are blowing the whistle on the evil, the corruption, the Luciferian agendas, the anti-humanism, the transhumanism, all of it. We built these platforms for you to be able to speak. And we built these platforms because you know me, you know that I can't be bought off. You know that I'm in this for life. I'm in the pro-human fight. I'm on Team Humanity for life. And while there may be other platforms that get bought out, that get bought off, or that maybe choose to comply with new censorship requirements for, quote, disinformation and misinformation, all that garbage, the truth lives here at Brighteon.com. And the people who use these platforms are some of the most remarkable people in the world. You know, it doesn't mean you have to agree with every single person, every video. Obviously, there's disagreements, there's debates, there's some stuff that's just satire. It's fine. But there are amazing nuggets of truth that dominate these platforms that we have built for you. So I encourage you to use these platforms. Strongly encourage you. Keep using them. Now, the other thing that's important to note in all of this is that the globalists, because they've decided to pull everything, the times are going to get much more difficult for us, for us all. And we've talked about this a lot, but just some quick examples. We're going to have more food scarcity. We're going to have food inflation. We're going to have a currency collapse. We're going to have social unrest, right? We're going to have probably World War III. And when that happens, China is likely to cut off exports to the United States, which means the U.S. will go into a collapsed society with no functioning supply chains or almost none. You may have gasoline because that comes from America, but you won't have any parts to keep your car running. You won't have, you know, oil filters for your engine or air filters or electronics or what have you. That's the future that we are likely to be facing very, very soon. It's going to be an extremely difficult time. But I think that we will still have the internet during most of this. There will be outages. There'll be some grid down failures, perhaps an EMP, nuclear attacks, which can take out the internet regionally. And I'm not saying the internet's going to be reliable, but it is designed for redundancy, TCP/IP. It is a packet routing system. When one node goes down, packets can be routed through other nodes. So what we're likely to have is a still functioning internet with drastically reduced performance, so a lot less throughput. But that means that you and I are very likely going to still be able to communicate in some ways. You know, if our hosting center gets nuked, yeah, maybe we won't have Brighteon.com. But we may still be able to send emails. We may still have a site functioning on Tor, you know, the Onion router. We have a Tor address. If you know what that is, you can find us there. In addition, there's a new protocol that we're looking at called Nostr, N-O-S-T-R. And Nostr is a system that is uncensorable. It is a distributed peer-to-peer messaging protocol. It's essentially a system that could make Twitter obsolete. It could make Facebook obsolete. And it will especially be useful when there is more censorship that tries to take people offline. which is, of course, exactly what the United Nations is calling for, and the WHO calling for a total crackdown on anything that they call misinformation, which, by the way, would include anyone saying that the United States blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, which we now know absolutely for sure. That's exactly what happened. They blew up the Nord Stream pipelines. So I'm trying to paint a picture here of the world that we are about to transition into, and that's why I say it's such a remarkable time. We're going to live in the best of times in terms of having communications with each other, and the worst of times in terms of a supply chain that functions. We could be living in starvation, but you still have internet. In other words, times of not being able to drive a vehicle because you can't get the parts, but you can still listen to podcasts. That's a very distinct possibility of where we are headed. Now, I understand the power grid may not be reliable, but a lot of people do have generators or backup systems, or they could have power for a few hours a day, you know, to download files, for example. And a lot of people, by the way, more and more have satellite bandwidth, and satellite phones, and satellite messaging systems. That actually reminds me, in emergencies, I will be texting on a system called Galileo, which is part of the satellite phone store product offering. I think they include it at no extra charge in their package deals now. Just go to sat123.com, sat123.com, and I think they have packages. You get a sat phone, you get a small solar panel, maybe you get a bivy stick. I don't know what all packages they have, but they include Galileo. And I will be dispatching alert messages as things hit the fan through that. And so Steve Quayle is one of the influencers on that as well, Doug Hagman and others, and we'll all be sending you messages. You can subscribe to those messages at no additional charge on top of whatever the package charge is, which includes Galileo. And they're short messages, like 130 characters, I think, or 132. They're very, very short. And I've sent some messages already, but I'll be sending out more as, you know, infrastructure gets degraded. I'll send out messages about, you know, what's happening, what my contacts are telling me, things, you know, emergency evacuation type of information, things like that. So that's one way to keep in touch, is to have a sat phone. But I understand, you know, there's a cost associated with that. The internet may continue to function the way it is right now, and if it does, you know, if we're not online, just keep trying. Because if we're not online, you know, Brighteon or Natural News or the other sites that we run, believe me, we are aware of it and we are working on it and we are working to get back online. And we are very resourceful. I'll just say it that way. We are very resourceful, or we wouldn't even be here because of what we've already overcome. So if we go offline, we will be back online. Mark my words on that. And always remember, if they take down naturalnews.com, we also have natural.news. You know, we've got hundreds of domains, backup domains, and we can get new ones. And anyway, we're going to be hard to censor. And all of us, you and I, are going to be hard to kill. We are hard to kill. And that's a good trait to have right now. Most extraordinary time in history. And we get to share this experience together. This is wild. I mean, here we are. Earth journey, man. Just unreal. In any case, stay tuned. A lot more coming. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.